Boise is in shock after a mass stabbing on Saturday led to the death of a 3-year-old girl and left others with critical injuries. In the aftermath, nonprofits and individual people have banded together to support victims of the attack. Will Reed reports.
Celeste Dimas drives by the apartment complex where the attack occurred every day on her way to work. Just before falling asleep on Saturday, she got a notification about the attack on her phone.
As I was sitting on my couch, I felt so helpless because it was literally down the street, you know? Sometimes I see these things on TV in other countries or in other states, but it was never in my city.
So she started a GoFundMe page to raise money for the victims.
Because I was like, I need to take action. I need to do something now.
She wasn't the only one. 3 other locals heard about the attack and started pages of their own. 2 of the 3 pages have agreed to donate those funds to the International Rescue Committee. The IRC is also taking donations on its website, rescue.org/Boise. Funds will be used to pay for hospital costs and other services for those affected by the attack. If you can't donate money, Julianne Sewell, executive director of IRC Boise, says being there for your neighbors is just as important.
Casseroles are great, teddy bears are lovely, but talking to people is probably more important.
Will Reed, Boise State Public Radio News.